Hey, yeah, we can't start off the podcast like that.
It's the video podcast. I'm just looking at this video, right? Hold up. What's up with your man?
Hey, man.
That? Who is that?
That's BG.
Hey, man. Cut BG some slack, dog. He just did 14.
Came out looking like he was with.
Damn.
With Saucy, you know.
With the jacket.
My man.
That nigga down.
My man
got
was
it.
Shiny. He was glossy.
That's crazy.
Hey.
Hey.
Let my man live, though.
The guy's home.
Everybody said the same shit. I love when I see something in the video and I go to the comments and I'm like, all right. I wasn't tripping.
But look, though, I feel like, do we give him grace because it's him? Because no. If it was anybody else,
they,
I feel like
they torching his ass in the comments.
Yeah, they're cooking that nigga.
They're cooking DJ in the comments.
They not even sparing them for real.
Nah,
you don't get damn, no spin, bro. It's 2023, man. Come on, man.
Shit.
Shit, man, BG ain't even been home like 2 days, bro. Niggas been cooking his shit.
That's savage, bro.
So, bro, all right, before we get into the shit you're talking about, not yesterday, last Saturday, I went to Target, and I'm walking in, and this guy approaches me, and he was like, yeah, so I'm, he's basically begging. But he had a whole spiel. And this is the whole kill. So, like, 3 years ago, I was going into that same Target, and he asked me for money back then, and I actually gave him something.
Okay. Yeah. You said 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so that last time, he was like, I remember him saying it, because his whole spiel was like, yeah, this is a foster care system. We need money for, like, what he said? He said, job training, some tattoo removal. And the tattoo removal sparked my memory, because I'm like, you said that the last time, you still got a tattoo on your face. I said, I don't got no cash, right? He was like, we're not asking for cash. We're asking for donations via Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. I'm like, bro, I don't got no. But he had the paper and just spitting that shit off. Like, I'm like, nigga, you do this. You probably got more money in your shit than me.
Yeah, he grifting.
Bruh. You probably sitting on bands.
And that's like the second time I heard somebody was begging for money. And that I said, I ain't got no cash. You got Cash App? Nigga, if you're able to get a Cash App, you should have money. Like, I'm not giving you shit.
Yeah, you got money. You got a whole bank account. What?
Exactly. You got a exactly.
Hey, bank. Wow. That be some of them niggas full time jobs, bro.
Wow. Not much
it's going around begging.
Dang.
Tax free.
Because like, you figure, you at Target, you run into maybe 300 people a day on average. If 10% of them people give you a few dollars. Say 10% of the people give you $5. So that's 30 people out of 300. What's 30 times 5? $600.
Who's giving this? Who's giving homeless people $5?
I'm just saying on an average. Some person might give you a dollar. Some person might feel out of the bottom of their heart, you know, I'm going to give you 20. You know what I'm saying? I might get a few people. I'll buy you some food. I'll buy you something to drink.
That makes sense.
A lot of people, you getting like a few dollars that you got in their pocket. They running it up. I see the same people, big, outside, Iverson. Every day.
And the niggas same time. Young as shit too.
They like probably in their 30s.
Oh, 30s?
Yeah. I'm 20s, 30s.
Damn. But you be seeing like 18-year-olds do that shit. I'm like, you ain't even tried it.
A whole spiel. Imagine like going to the crib.
And it's tax-free. Like, tax-free money.
Yeah, like imagine having a nice-ass crib, you know what I'm saying? And then you go outside. Well, first off, you wake up in your nice-ass crib that you can afford because you make about $600 a day. You know what I'm saying? So then you go outside, got your beat up clothes on, and you run your game. Come home with $600 every single day.
And they know what time. They know what times of day to hit. They know what times of the year to hit.
Like, I tried that shit.
Like holiday season coming up, they about to really start running it up.
I tried that shit one time. But I really needed the money. I ain't had no gas. And I was back. It was one of them young times too. I was asking people for money. That get shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, nothing? No. I think I got a dollar, right? So now I'm like, I tell them, fuck this shit. I went to the 7-Eleven, bought a dollar scratch off, and I won $5 off of that job.
Go ahead.
And get $5 to get home.
Look at that. Look at God.
I mean, I don't want to put gambling on God, but stand.
That happened to me before. I was down bad. I think I had like literally $2 left, and I needed some gas. I was like, nigga, I can't do nothing with this. So I literally took that shit to MGM. I think at the time I had like a little car, so I was just like, man, I'm finna put the last little $2 on here. I think I won like $20 off that drink.
That's enough to get home.
Got up out of there.
What are you playing, the slots?
Yeah.
The little penny joints or the nickel joints?
Yeah,
nickel joints.
The nickel joints?
Yeah.
You put $2 in a nickel slot?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, I ain't had nothing to lose but that $2. I was down bad already.
People be at them slot machines, bro. I've only played penny slots, so and I ain't really win much off of that.
You go on the MGM. People be at that one machine for like 6 hours.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to them Asians and the old people.
They be smacking too.
They be smacking. Damn. Some of them be losing, but they be losing for 6 hours and they just play them shits at the slots for. Like I go to MGM to people watch. Like I go up there, catch the game be over. The time that I go in and I see somebody, 4 hours later, 5 hours later, once I'm done drinking and shit, I leave out and I'm walking through that same person at that same slot.
You be watching at the sports book?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking about doing that. I might do that next Thursday the whole time.
Oh, for that for that Niners out?
Yeah.
All right. We should probably do that. Pull up there.
I wasn't going to do the pod. It's Thursday. Fuck. I forgot. I'm burnt out.
Nah, we can do the season.
On Sunday.
We just go live. You know what I'm saying?
I do want to go up to the sports book and like live bet because they be having the screens right there.
I ain't been up there in a few months, though. I ain't been up there since like the playoffs.
I don't even know what MGM's looks like, but they got the actual FanDuel joint up at Live. That joint looks sweet.
Oh, they got the FanDuel sports joint? I ain't been up there.
And throughout the whole casino, they got the little machines. It looks smack like the app. Like you just
put know, that's tough.
Yeah.
So they try and get niggas to lose money, dog.
See, niggas is losing.
Niggas losing. Niggas be winning, but niggas be losing.
Yeah, facts.
I seen AI up there.
I think I'm finna win tonight, though.
Allen Iverson?
Yeah. I seen Allen Iverson like 3 times in my life.
The question?
Yes, sir.
The answer, nigga. The answer. He got the questions and the answer. He's both.
Every time I see him, he be cool as hell, though. So, that'd be all right.
That's the only basketball jersey I ever had in my life.
AI?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's the only, like, hooper that I actually been, like, when I was younger, that I was actually amped to meet. Like, the first time I seen him was when Isaac was playing AAU, and they had a tournament out in Hampton, and AI's kid was in that tournament. So he was staying at the same hotel that we was. So, like, one day we came out, and, like, they just chilling and stuff before the games. AI come out there, was dribbling the ball, talking to people. That's tough. Chilling. It's cool.
His son like that?
I don't know. I didn't remember seeing his son in a tournament. Cause I don't think his team and my brother's team ever played on the same.
That's a lot of pressure being AI's son. You don't think so?
Yeah, probably being any like tough athlete's kid.
Yeah,
it's definitely some pressure on
you. Think so? We don't really expect much from him.
No, I feel like the opposite. I feel like most fans expect them, the kids, to like have a leg up because you got the sports
100%.
You got the access to
it's
all of the training and shit.
The only way that I would say that's valid is if your parent, your pops wasn't like a GOAT. Do you get it? Dale Curry.
I don't think niggas expected nothing from Steph and them because he was Dale Curry's son. It was no expectation, or the expectation wasn't as high because he was a role player. But if you MJ's son or you Bron's son, that expectation is your pop's the GOAT.
See, my view is the opposite because I'm like, your pop, there's no way you're going
to
be Jordan.
See, now that's the right view to have. I feel like most fans be like, okay, your pop's the GOAT. You got to have that, not the GOAT gene, but like, You gotta be above average.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just want you to go out there and ball. But that's you shouldn't be comparing them anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think you want to go out there and just obliterate your father's records. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's why niggas so hype over Deion's son hooping. Like, he hooping up at Colorado.
Hooping?
You know what I mean, dog.
Okay.
Playing ball.
I thought he was doing both or some shit. Like.
It's like really getting busy.
They say on FanDuel, say I bet 7 bands since it opened in Maryland.
Wow.
Damn.
When did it open in Maryland?
How much you win?
Right.
It say 5,000.
So you $2,000 in a hole.
Nah, but I was explaining this to my man because he said the same thing. But I'm like, if I bet, it doesn't count the money that you win from them that you lose. So if I bet $10 and win $100 and I bet that whole $100 and lose that whole $100, they don't count that as the winner. So that should be all.
So you probably won more than that 5K. Yeah. You just threw that shit on another bet.
Yeah, I'm just nasty, so don't know how to stop. But because last year, before they made it legal in Maryland on MyBookie.com.
Yeah.
It's not no sponsorship. But I turned like.
You won that sponsorship, though.
Fool, I turned $50 into like $800 on a Saturday college football.
Damn. Live
bets. and lost that shit. Lost all that shit.
Why ain't you withdraw? I would have withdrew.
And they thought he had the high half.
Nigga, what? 50 to 800?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. It's like, as soon as you get the 8, especially when you had it, it's secure. It's not like you're in the stock market where it can just be snatched away.
You know what you should do? You take that 51.8, took that 750 out, threw it to the side, use that same 50.
Yeah, threw another one.
So that way, even if you lose that second 50, you walk out with, you still walk out with a 750 profit.
I got 750?
Because I was only doing like, I don't know why I'm a FanDuel now, I'd be doing like fucking 5-leg parlays, but on that joint I was doing like two-leg parlays and then like 3-leg and shit like that. And then
when it was smacking like that,
college football, bro, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh,
bro,
no, that's, it's money there.
And the live bets too. So you would parlay a live bet with a lock that's coming up.
Yeah,
that shit is like that.
Hey, we might have to be on that because I'm trying to get into college football.
Yeah, it's so many
trying
teams,
to mix it
bro.
Up because I feel like this season of football is gonna be like pretty active, but once mid-season, depending on how many people get hurt, you know what I'm saying, what everybody roster looking like, college football is going to be the move.
This early in the season, college football is easy to – you know who's going to win, but you got to bet on points in order to win anything because, like I said, like Ball State lost by like 50-something points on Saturday.
Yeah, them points is be out of pocket. Like, I seen the niggas say they got beat by like 60. Yeah.
The niggas be playing throwback tackle for real. Shit. Like, the skill level is just is
– It's too
great, too far and wide.
Yeah, it's too far.
Because everybody not getting the same level of recruits. Mm-hmm. So you get like a Bama versus Ball State type shit, and then it'd be 70 to nothing.
That's crazy.
Ball State don't got nobody.
Y'all seen the spreads and stuff for Colorado?
They won on one of my parlays
on Saturday?
Yeah. Sure.
All the money I won on Saturday, it was so many upsets first week of NFL, bro. It was.
It definitely was.
That's why I was just betting money lines on NFL, John.
I did, though. That's the thing. So Seattle lost.
I think I had them losing.
Yeah, Seattle losing?
Yeah, because I knew Stafford was healthy.
Okay.
He's a top 10 QB if he's healthy. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to go with the...
We should check the legitimacy of these parlays.
How bad you watch you keep up with college football every season?
No.
It varies. I keep up with it, but like more seasons than others, I'd be more in tune. Like I'm way more in tune this season. Off of the Deion shit.
So I was about to ask you, so last year was Colorado State that bad to where they should have
been?
No,
they was 1-15 last year.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Man, so he's doing
before Deion got there and all the recruits, like he brought like
yeah, no.
He brought a hella 5-star recruits.
I've seen that already.
Like they had 73 new scholarships.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
So he literally did a whole roster turnover.
73.
Yeah.
How many people on the team in college?
90 or 110.
It's 90 niggas on the team in college.
110. Some of them niggas is redshirted. It was like 110.
They got two different jumps. Like
it was one roster.
Like varsity and
junior. No, just a lot of niggas redshirted. Like you got a lot of redshirt freshmen.
That's crazy.
That's probably like 30 of them. Right
that's
there.
Tough.
Yeah, but he brought his son over. His son was a 5-star recruit coming out of high school. Yeah, like offers from Georgia, Alabama.
He brought both his sons, right?
Both his sons. He brought Travis. Free. Travis was the number one recruit in his class.
Are they getting Neil deals?
Oh yeah, of course.
Hey, that's tough. I love to see it. Especially when you earn that shit. Like it's not like you like, oh, your dad got a nice job and
them niggas are just tough.
You over. No, you legitimately tough.
Even if Deion didn't go into coaching,
he was gonna be out of here.
And Shador was gonna be starting the quarterback somewhere.
That's tough.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
Shiloh.
That's amazing.
Shiloh's cheeks.
What position did he play?
Shiloh plays safety. But he the son like Marcus Jordan was to Michael Jordan. Like the son that this cool, but this ain't gonna be your career, my nigga. This is like off my namesake, you still out here.
I feel like safety, all you gotta do is be athletic.
Fast.
It's all about like the angles agility. You take tackle wise. So he's terrible angle.
Is it, what year is he?
This is fifth year. He a fifth year senior.
Like how like is he muscular? Like
yeah, bro. Y'all remember
fifth year senior? So
y'all remember LeRon Landry for the Skins? Mm-hmm. The safety that they bought in right before Sean died, and he played Sean safety, and it's supposed to be him and Sean, and then they moved him to free safety after Sean died. And like his biggest issue is that he took terrible angles tackling towards the ball. That and coverage. That's Shiloh.
I think I remember him being injured for a long time.
Yeah, and then when he came back, he was off the juice and all that. Yeah.
Off the juice.
He was off the juice. He came back like a whole bodybuilder. And he
crazy.
So it's going to be interesting to see. I will follow this shit closely because one game for as far as Colorado State is too early for people to, I feel like, to be jazzing it up to make it seem like it's going to be that big of a turnaround. You get what I'm saying?
Well, they 2-0 right now. They 2-0 right now.
Did you start before?
Yeah, college is like 1 week before the NFL starts.
2-0 against some good opponents?
Yeah, they beat.
It's a 17-week
season. College, I want to say like 16-week season. But, yeah, they beat TCU. TCU was ranked 17 when they beat them. And then they beat, what did they play this past Saturday? It was a solid opponent. I can't remember who it was, though, right now. Next week, well, this Saturday, they got Colorado State. That's not nothing. But they got USC coming up in a few weeks, and that'll be tough. Because USC got the number one overall NFL prospect, Caleb Williams, at quarterback. So it'll be Caleb versus Shador. And right now, everybody has Shador as like the number three quarterback coming out in this class. So he'd be like a high first rounder.
For sure.
But this is more so like if they both hoop, they both on the Heisman watch. They like number one and number two on the Heisman watch right now. So that's gonna be some interesting bump for them coming up.
Yes, sir. They get active.
Parlay's about to spank me for sure, but it's all good.
Yeah, I'm going to just have to go slow and bet straight money line shit. So
yeah,
build
just this shit out like that. Take some safe joints. You know what I'm saying?
So I only won by like one or two teams, the underdogs, bro. But niggas, my man won like $700 over $12 or some shit like that.
Man, I hope this $5 hit for $300 tonight.
Wait, man.
We on it. It's looking good so far.
It's all right. But,
Parlay Talk with the Mini's podcast.
Parlay Talk. Sports Talk. Nah. YSL update. What was the update that you was talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I seen Polo. You think that's legit?
What, that he... Going nah, I think he faking like shit.
They dropped him off the thing, but he still got a murder case.
Yeah, like, and he's still guilty. Yeah.
Yeah. it was just bad.
Be a fresh update to update the folks, man.
Man, so... Really, actually, I need to get acclimated again. But last time I did do the research.
Do your homework.
Was his brother or somebody so closely related around him just got wrapped up for a murder charge, and he was already on some shit. So essentially, it's not looking good for Thug just because of the company he keeps. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody got a different murder charge?
Yeah, so it's like they picked him up on a murder charge for another murder, but he was already wrapped up in the YSL case for a murder.
I think that was Polo.
Yeah, Polo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so because of that, it's like, all right, this nigga's already he's going down.
They
dropped
him off of the
They dropped him though.
Off the RICO.
Off the RICO at least.
Still, that's that. So it's like it still kind of messes up Thug's. At least once it gets started for the jury to be like, all right, damn, like you around all these people, the people that you around, they're still going down for murders, even for shit that they're not catching up. You know what I'm saying? Or outside of this shit specifically.
Oh, that shit, you know, is saying? Inadmissible. Shout out to Law and Order.
I will say, Thug. Nigga said Law and Order. Thug lawyer is he trying to earn his money. Whatever that nigga paying, he trying to earn his money. Because this case started with 23 co-defendants on this jump. It's down to 8.
Yeah, some of them got locked up and some more shit.
Some of them took pleas. Some of them got dropped off the case or got separated from the case. With Polo being the latest one. So I ain't saying it's like looking good for Thug, because it's still not looking good. They still, last thing I read, I want to say yesterday or Monday, yesterday or Tuesday, was that they filed another motion for speedy speedy process in terms of like
that's needed.
Trying to get the jury and all that stuff together.
Yeah, because they dragging this shit along, bro.
Because everything they've been saying is that the state has been trying to introduce, keeps on trying to introduce like new evidence or new discoveries that haven't been approved at the start of the case proceedings. So it's a lot with it right now. So I don't know. Hopefully he gets a speedy trial. Right now they still don't have no jury though.
You think he's getting off?
No.
If they can't find a jury, what happens?
I don't know. But I have a feeling like they just not gonna like just let it slide. Like I feel like he gonna get some type of time. So like even if he's been down for what, like 2 years now, right?
Because
Gunna did a year.
Yeah, 2 years.
So
because they got, is it two?
I have no idea.
I think let's just say a year and a half.
Bro, because I'm trying to, because Gunna was supposed to do Broccoli City, whatever year that was, and he got locked up literally the day before or the week before Broccoli City.
Or did he get locked up or he went on a run?
Thug got picked up at the crib.
No, Thug. You talking
Thug
about
got
Gunna.
Picked up. I think Gunna went on a, you know what? Gunna.
Because Gunna.
I seen it. OC. Gunna went on the run or got locked up right before Broccoli and then got locked. He did six and he came out. So Thug been out. Oh, yeah. So May 29th or May 9th. So, yeah.
May 9th, 2022.
So Gunna got locked up right before Broccoli City because he's supposed to be out here for Broccoli City last year. So Thug been locked up over a year now.
For sure.
And Gunna did six or seven. So, yeah. So it's already been over a year.
He probably going to have to serve probably 3.5 more, no cap. They probably try going to slap him with 5, do your 5 and get up out of there.
Think Doug going to get 5 years?
That's wishful thinking, I feel like.
That's what I would like for him to get. If he gets double digits, that'll be out of pocket.
If Thug do get less time than Tory did, and Thug got murder conspiracy charges on his name, that nigga lawyer is the GOAT.
Yeah. But, hey, they're all conspiracies, though. You dig what I'm saying?
Does he have actual first-degree murder charges on his shit?
On his name, I have to go back and look at the charges.
It's just the company he keep.
Because a lot of this stuff been so fluid because they keep dropping niggas off the case. Yeah. And a lot of them charges was tied to his name as like.
So when they drop them off the case, those charges are dropped off the case as well?
I feel like essentially, yeah, because you was charging them niggas saying that he was the person that was like handing out the orders and shit.
Well, Like Pablo got.
I ain't go to law school.
Yeah,
so.
Right. None of us did. Right. This is not nigga shit. Yeah.
We're just taking hypotheticals.
Pablo got 15, but only has to do 5.
Okay.
So
and Pablo got murders, allegedly.
Does he have murders, bro? Or is he just conspiracy?
Like, do they have evidence of him specifically doing it?
No.
Because even with the joint, like when he's just on the rental car.
Thug shit. They got like text messages and shit like that.
Yeah, but he's just asking questions. You know what I'm saying? And like,
nah, a few of them joints was like, a few of them joints was like, yeah, I want that nigga go.
You know what I'm saying? But he ain't say go do it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want what they want. You know what I mean? But hey, it's alleged.
I don't know. It's
free Thug, free Jeff.
The advice I be seeing is if you offer the plea and there's no conclusive evidence to prove your innocence, do not take that shit to trial.
I feel it.
Because if you take that shit to trial, they're going to spank you for that full amount.
Why you say that?
If you don't have any evidence to prove your innocence.
If there's enough of a shadow of a doubt is the term that they use, you should technically be getting off, right? That's how it's supposed to work.
It should. But again, everything is at the hands of the jury.
Mm-hmm.
So
they can't even find a jury.
I'm saying, yeah, they can't.
How you charge a nigga? How you gonna do that? Because I forgot. Isn't it something where they have to, if he's in jail waiting trial for a certain period of time, they have to let him out?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the time frame is, but that's why they're trying to get that speedy trial, because I think there's a time frame for a speedy trial take place. And if it falls outside of that time frame, then it's like, okay, yeah, I just been sitting here. But, yeah. I don't know. I
feel like it's going to work out for sure.
Hopefully.
Just because that the justice system is not all, it's put together, but it ain't all the way there. So, like, I feel like them mishaps is going to get him out of there.
Trump shit going to go quicker than thug shit. Just because it's an election at stake.
I highly doubt that. It was how many people on Trump's? It was like, wasn't it like 87?
Man,
It was 18 on Trump.
They trying to attack all the leaders of of some bullshit. Damn.
And if Trump wins, the election is a wrap. 4 years. Let's talk about some happy shit, man. I mean, that's pretty happy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Free thug, free Trump.
If you think Trump get in there, he gonna free thug?
No.
He don't need to.
He gonna already.
He gonna be untouchable.
Just cause
he freed Kodak because
he's
trying to get reelected.
I think. Freeing Kodak, that was an optics move.
Then he helped with what's his name, Rocky.
That was also an optics move. Black people hated him.
But what's different with Thug? Why can't Thug be an optics move?
If Trump get back in the office, he don't need an optics move because he's not running for a reelection.
Yeah, he can't.
He can't run for another reelection.
I mean, I understand from that perspective, but he's still.
He's not going to free Thug, bro. It's not going to happen.
I'm just trying to free Thug.
He's going to call that nigga a monkey.
It's not going to happen.
He's going to say that nigga is a menace to society. He's going to throw the book at him himself.
Yo, hey, free my man, bro.
Free Thugger.
Shit. Man.
Free Thugger, man.
What's been going on? Oh, you said something about a Drake disc, Kendrick Lamar?
Oh,
go ahead, okay. Boss. You take that one. For sure.
So, I don't know who leaked. It's a verse that niggas heard before, but for some reason niggas re-uploaded a verse of Kendrick on, I don't remember the song. It was a song that was on the Black Panther soundtrack. I gotta find the name of the song.
It's done with Future?
No, not that one. It was the I Wish a Nigga Would. I Wish a Nigga Would. That joke. But the verse that they uploaded, Kendrick is dissing Big Sean.
Is it AI?
Nah, it's real. I heard the verse when the song originally came out.
What'd he say?
he was walking down on Sean, like by name, called a nigga out by name and was going crazy. I don't remember it verbatim. He mentions Drake and Meek, but he's not dissing them. He's like comparing they beef to his beef with Sean. Cause this is around the time that him and Sean was actually taking shots at each other. Like Sean took some shots at him on his album.
Which album?
I Decided.
That's the last one.
It was a decent album.
Not the last one. That was like Detroit. I Decided to joint with like the blue and pink cover, I want to say.
I ain't listened to Big Sean in a while.
But yeah, he was taking shots at Kendrick on that joint. Kendrick took direct shots back at him on that Black Panther song, soundtrack song, but he ended up taking that verse out.
What did he say?
Bro, I don't remember.
He called him a bitch or something? Like, what the fuck
he said? Nah, he was. He basically was talking about that nigga's rapping ability, but he was going crazy on him. Actually, let me see if I can find that song real quick. 1 second, everyone. But nah, he really went crazy on him.
I think
it started like a whole debate with online with niggas talking about like, yeah, like don't nobody actually. It was a whole debate about like how niggas in rap don't actually like be dissing no more and all this other type of shit.
Shit, me. Maybe not mainstream niggas, but fucking these niggas was dissing everybody.
Yeah, I'm about to say, and that's not even the case with mainstream niggas. Niggas still be dissing.
But Drake always does some type of shit where he's talking about somebody but not talking about him. Like he does that indirect shit.
I actually don't know why they brought up Drake because he didn't.
Oh, here it is.
He didn't say shit about Drake for real.
Read this joint.
Yeah, Element.
He said, "Read it."
No, I seen.
If you wanted to read exactly what was happening, I don't know if it said the bar, but it was talking about exactly what he.
Oh, that's not the bar you pulled up.
No. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Let me see. Axe says in the 2019 snippet, Kendrick only mentions Big Sean. The rapper talks about Sean's album, Finally Famous, and alludes to some of Big Sean's dating history. Sean dated Ariana Grande and was with Naya Rivera, da 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 da. It's blocking some of the name, but.
God damn it.
Yeah, he was going crazy at him. He was basically saying his raps is puberty raps and you step his game up. Talking about let your sneak this and snide, but now I'm coming at your top. He was, like I said, he was going at him by name. Well, it was cool. I don't know why people brought up Drake, because like I said, he only said Drake in reference to Drake and Meek shit that they had going on.
Drake and Kendrick don't fuck with each other though.
Yeah, but they don't actually go super duper far with they stuff that they say on wax.
Yeah, no, that's pussy.
Is it?
I mean, cause like I said, Drake always does that shit. Like, he'll say some cryptic shit. Like,
they both do it.
They all do it. The industry do it.
All them niggas do it, man.
I used to fuck with Gotti till he turned into a buster. I did a song with T.I., but that nigga's still a sucker. Niggas don't always do that shit.
Some niggas stay doing that. Everybody not that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Goosey. We're going smack
at shout out, shout out Wap. Hey. Speaking of music, though.
Go ahead. You about to leave this topic?
Not necessarily, but sort of.
All right, go ahead.
It was kind of going back to the thug topic, low key. Because I don't know if y'all peeped, Gunna just did his first performance.
Oh, yeah.
Since being out. Up at the Barclays.
I wanted to hit that joint.
And
so bad.
That joint sold out. Everybody that went there said, like, yeah, this nigga, like, really back for real. Like, it just kind of solidified how people felt about his album. They said he did like an hour and a half. He did a Free Thug set. It's going crazy. So shout out Gunner. I ain't had too much about it, man. Shout out Gunner. I caught the video because somebody there was people uploading videos of the whole joint and I watched it. He was killing that shit.
He been saying Free Thug since he been home though.
Yeah, I mean,
Free that man,
nigga. Fuck
man. The stuff man. Fuck with Gunna. Do we know? Dude, I think
it don't even matter. We won't know until he get out and he say something. So until he do, it's Free Thug.
Don't nobody know because they can't talk to each other. So.
It's Free Thug. That's all that matters.
Well, no, he did an hour and a half with no backing tracks or nothing like that. Like he really spit that joint.
I seen the band there too.
Yeah, band was going crazy. It reminded me of like early like DS1, DS2 Gunna days when he used to do shows out at like little bars and shit out in Atlanta. And he would have the band with him, and they would just be performing.
Yeah, that's
true. It was like that. Cranking. Yeah,
that shit was amazing.
That all right. All right, shout out to Gunna.
Yes, sir.
Back to the Kendrick shit, right? I'm so disappointed in Big Sean, bro. Because there was a point where I would have put Big Sean up there with them niggas. Like with
Kendrick?
With Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, Wale. Big Sean was kind of, I would put
at
him
at a
on.
Time, yes.
Yeah, Sean rounded out like that five, doing like that mid to 2010.
Yeah,
but that's 100%. What I'm disappointed. Like, nigga, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Like, what's going on with him since then?
His like your trajectory was good in terms of like your skill set and music that you was putting out. Kendrick don't drop. Well, he just dropped, but you know what I'm saying. Like he got gaps.
Yeah. I think for Big Sean, it's probably the mental health shit because you know that. I feel that side is how I feel, so I feel what you're saying. I'm not defending him in any form and fashion.
You saying words over beats.
I feel you, but it's like at the same time, it's like you still gotta talk about shit and portray it a certain way that is gonna be able to be appealed to masses and be accepted by the masses. So it still gotta be catchy.
You had a flow that niggas was fucking with. For whatever reason, I say whatever reason, but because his shit is kind of like nursery rhyme shit, but it's still on the beats. Like he had that certain flow that I think they call it like the super duper flow,
super duper flow,
some shit like that. That joint was cranking, bro. But
I think, I don't know, I just think his sound ain't age well coming out of the end of the 2010s, going into 2020s. Ain't bad.
Nobody, none of them niggas did except for Drake, and that's just because he be jumping on the different waves that be popping out.
I don't know, Kendrick shit still, Kendrick's been able to evolve his sound. Like, it's hit or miss to whether you like it or not, but he's been able to evolve his sound. Wale, I don't even know if Wale still is making music. Nah, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, still,
no,
like,
for real,
actively making music out after 2021. Because he hasn't dropped any singles or nothing like that since then. Like, he dropped that EP in 2021, which was a good EP. But he had been saying for a few years that he was kind of done with doing music. So I don't know if he's, like, still, like, full-time in music. Sean hasn't put out a tape since 2019.
Damn.
Nah, 2020. Him and Hit-Boy did a tape, and it was cool. But it was like a small little EP. But it wasn't like, it didn't get like super crazy fanfare. But it was some good records on there. But I think niggas just in different spaces. Like, he's starting a family. He had a kid and all of that.
Yeah, he definitely did have that. I was about to say that.
And he's still like locked in with Detroit rappers. He still do shit with Detroit rappers. But
yeah, he's on some family shit.
Yeah, I really just think he's just on like family shit now.
I think the rap beef, but the real rap beef between them two, like all of them niggas that I named, them top niggas, would help elevate rap. You get what I'm saying?
Cause I don't think the niggas care.
Huh?
I don't think the niggas care about that aspect anymore.
What you mean? Them? You talking about them in particular?
Yeah, just like sparking a rap beef. Like maybe,
all had beef for years.
Yeah,
I feel like J. Cole don't give a fuck.
Nah, maybe if it was like 2015, like when that everything was fresh. Yeah, but we talking about it's 2023.
I think Drake is going to diss Kendrick.
Maybe,
because I feel like he be sneak dissing Kendrick all the time, bro.
But I feel like that's what rappers do, though, bro.
But when they come out and just be like, nigga, fuck you. Fuck you talking about? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's just what rappers do. Like, that's what Jay-Z did for years. Would just casually sneak this niggas for years.
But it's like you gotta instantly address it if you do that, though.
I feel like Jay-Z shit was only casual, but that's just like the style of rap. Like,
that's just rap, laid though. Back.
But I feel like you knew who fuck Jay-Z was talking about.
That's the same thing with
Drake. Drake say some shit like, it was a video, it was a reel, and the nigga was like, Drake say some shit like, on your birthday, your boyfriend bought you a party bus type shit. Like, it was a video of all the different times he did some sneak diss and shit like that. But it's like, that is different than saying some shit like, matter of fact, like when he went at Joe Budden with the pump, 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 that's direct. Niggas gotta be more direct, bro.
And he do that, but that's the art of rap. Like, niggas will casually sneak diss. Like, that's just rap. That's a part of the game.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Like that. Like, we gotta get back to that shit. Somebody got died, bro. Somebody big got, not died, like figuratively.
Nah, man, niggas, too many niggas dying.
Like, figuratively, though. Like, you gotta get your career killed or some shit.
Too many niggas dying, man.
Cause I don't know, bro. Drake was supposed to have been dropped, and he still ain't dropped yet.
He dropped next week.
Okay. That was the actual date.
He ain't gonna drop until October.
Nah, he already announced the date.
Yeah.
He got a single coming out tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Here you go. Why not? It's just that. Come on now, it's over, y'all.
He literally
makes sense.
He literally said he posted himself September 22nd. He posted that the single with SZA will come out tonight.
You said he gonna diss that white girl that he did the interview with.
Niggas be
album.
Niggas be saying whatever. Well, he dropping.
He shouldn't have did that fucking interview. Why I don't not? Know why.
Why?
Why? Out of all the things Drake could be doing at that moment in time, why did he pick that particular interview, that particular moment in time in his day to do that shit?
She gotta be an industry plant. Cause Drake do only interviews.
From
who? He do. What you mean?
Who's planning her?
You gotta do some research. Who owns that podcast or something? Or where she get her paid from? You gotta think Drake do like the B dot shit. And in his OVO radio interviews, he don't do interviews with other people like that.
I don't think it was meant to be a serious interview. But so still, it's like, a satire interview.
Yeah.
Did he get paid?
But he don't do. How many of those does he have though?
I just think he was doing it to do it. It's something very different. She like, cause she been popping on the internet for like 2 years now. with that level, that satire shit. Not saying I like it or don't like
why
it,
they but beefing?
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't know.
I don't be caring about nothing white women got going on.
Like, how big was the bag? Like, if she was an industry plant, like, how big was the bag for him to be like, you know what? Fuck it. This bag.
Did she interview all rappers?
No, she's interviewed Mark Cuban. She's interviewed hella people.
They all in the bag.
And Yachty.
Like
no, they be at different locations, but all them interviews are the same. It's satire. Like, it is what it is.
It's weird.
But yeah, he's dropping the 22nd.
I'm going to listen to it.
Offset dropping.
I did hear that, yep.
October 13th.
The cover is fire.
Cover is super dope.
The cover is fire.
You're right, September.
He dropping a single tonight, too. Okay. Offset.
Tough.
Playboi Carti is dropping a single tonight.
I don't give a fuck about no Playboi Carti, bro.
I hope this Playboi Carti, the shit that he actually dropping, actually cranks just as hard as all the AI shit. Because I've been listening to some of them AI joints of Playboi and Travis, and them shits is sliding up. Like, them shits slide.
Nah, so, he on his deep voice bag.
Did you see that The Weeknd and Drake AI song was
nominated for a Grammy?
Yeah,
that's going. I was gonna bring that up last week. That's going fuck up the bag too.
By the rules, it technically it's not. It just needs to be submitted by
Drake and The Weeknd, and not by whoever created that third party.
So I found out that somebody actually wrote those lyrics.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, their voice. Yeah. So it's technically created by somebody else.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
The person that did the AI portion technically owns it. Now, it's up to Drake and The Weeknd to go after said person, you know what I'm saying, for the use of their intellectual property, which is their voice.
I don't think that's their intellectual property, though.
It's their voice? Yes, it is.
If the AI is making it, that's like me making a drum sound. Like, a drummer can't sue me for making a drum sound. It's essentially
it's not the same. I see what you're trying to say, but it's a little bit different.
Because you don't ever, what if they like, you know how, you ever watch, like, listen to a song on YouTube and they'll make it high pitch so it don't get striked?
Yeah.
Like, what if it's like something off of in it? Because they wouldn't have been, if it's something like that they could come after him for, it wouldn't have been nominated for a Grammy.
But I think that's why they nominated, because it's technically their property, or it's technically them.
They can't not accept it. And the process to do that is not hard. You just need to be a part of a certain like Grammy U, and then you should be able to submit. You know what I'm saying? So the process itself isn't crazy. So I wouldn't be like, you know, oh my God, you know, it's been submitted, and be something.
Anybody can submit something for a Grammy.
Anybody can do it.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, we could submit the project we just dropped for a Grammy if we was underneath like a Grammy committee.
Correct. Which you just got to pay for. But at the same time, it's just the fact that, all right, y'all are letting it go this far, but at the same time, it's not going to go far just because of, like, I feel like AI is going to slowly help the industry in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Maybe songwriters. I can see that. That way they can shop songs to specific artists, and then they can go cut them. You know what I'm saying? Because the AI is never going to get your twang and your voice, especially when you can make up your mind while doing it.
It did it, though.
But it's not, like, it can, but it's like, if I decide to go low and then go high really fast, AI didn't know I was going to do that. I just created that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that matters, bro.
It does matter.
If the song sounds good, it doesn't matter if you went low then high.
It's going to matter in the long run, really. So it's like, it's bigger picture. Right now it's just a social media play. That's all it is.
I don't think it matters, bro. I think if it sounds good, they're going to listen to the shit.
Listen, I think if they're able to do more of this shit with AI, it's just going to lead to, I would say it would lead to like a strike in the music industry, but too many people ain't eating enough for them to strike for that long, like actors, like that. Even these actors ain't really eating, but I feel like they have more of a cushion to be able to like do their strike for as long as they doing it. But we gonna see.
Yeah. oh, we need to figure out a way to get the power back from the labels, because the labels just have a big, just enough relationships already in working, you know what I'm saying, so that they can employ people to just work those relationships. So it's like, if we can establish those relationships by ourselves and then create a pipeline for people, like, what if instead of everybody trying to go through the label to do advertising, why can't we all go straight to Apple and pay for advertising? You feel me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of that whole process. So it's like, until then, like, until we got that structure set up, a strike ain't really going, and it ain't going to be good for nobody.
Yeah.
Because the record label's already making money off everything that's spending already.
So you can't. When you say advertisement with who?
With us. So just like, think about how YouTube is I don't want to say not specific, but they're like, if you upload a video, and of course they just base it off, all right, well, you got enough views, we'll find stuff, and you know, our advertisers will come to us, and then we'll throw ads on your stuff pertaining to the stuff because they think that your viewers like my particular product. So it's like, it's not necessarily like
tailored.
Yeah, tailored for real. So if we could do that with Apple, we upload our music. Okay, we see you get 1 million spins each month, but we know that, okay, your listeners like this. So Apple specifically can target those, their advertisers straight to you.
Oh, via what? But how are they going to show you the advertisement?
Via their platforms, which they have. They have the platform to do it.
If Apple puts advertisements on Apple Music, I will no longer use Apple Music.
Yeah, bro, I don't want no ads on Apple. It's already ads on Spotify and all that other shit.
But that's like, but there's no free version of Apple Music, really. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, if they made Apple Music free and then kept the we're already paying for it, so if they just move that tier grade up, we can still pay the same amount and have no ads. But on that bottom tier level, they'll be smacking them niggas for their ads.
I don't think they'll ever do that, just for the simple fact that they would just lose money.
I mean,
you'll get some of that revenue back during ads, but it's like, how many, say Apple does a free version of their streaming service, and like 35% drop from paying paid subscription to doing free. That's, I don't know how, I don't feel like doing the math or know the math. But
let's say it's 100 million, so that'd be 30 million people. $30 million.
Let's say 30 million dropout. Now, you can get some of that back through ads, but you're probably running, to get that money back quick, you're probably running like 3 times the amount of ads. So after like every 3 songs, a nigga's getting an ad.
Yeah, just like Pandora. A nigga getting 2 ads. Yeah, they running them. Hulu, just like Hulu, just like Netflix on the lower tier joints, if they running them ads.
I just think it's going to lower the amount of time that a consumer is spending on your site, which in turn is going to lower the amount of ads actually being consumed by people or being played. Because I know, like, for me, when I'm using Spotify, as soon as some ads come out, I'm out of Spotify, and I'm back in Apple, or I'm back on some other shit.
I feel like,
yeah, I'd be tempted to pay YouTube $15 a month.
I pay it.
Oh, see?
No cap. I pay it, but I enjoy it, though.
YouTube, I still got that shit free. I take them ads.
I'll be close, bro. I'm taking some ads.
It's worth it, though, bro. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Yo, designer got registered as a sex offender.
Yep.
This, what?
Hilarious.
Beating his dick on the plane.
On a private?
No.
Oh my god.
Commercial plane.
On a commercial?
I don't think that matters, bro. You be your dick on the plane. You still? It's
he
still...
was. Was he with a shawty and no, she was no. handling the situation?
Nah, he was beating his dick.
Oh my god! In the bathroom, like no. when he got, he just got caught.
He was at his seat.
At his
my
seat.
My man, well, he must have took a perk or something before he came.
I think he just a weird dude, bro.
He said he's having
you got to be out of your mind,
bro. Yeah, he said he's having a mental break. That's what he said.
Yeah, you got to be out your mind, bro.
Now you're stupid ass.
Now you a sexual. Yeah, now you a sex offender.
Fuck.
That's hilarious, bro. That he is reached. Funny as shit.
Yeah, he was reaching for them.
Damn.
Yeah, got reticence.
And that shit gonna be with him for the rest of his life. Everybody, you know.
I mean, everybody know the story. Everybody know he ain't do no.
But still, it's like every time it's going, you gotta now notify everybody that live in the area.
Yeah, and that
shit,
you like, a sex offender. Like
his designer music, lives in your neighborhood.
His music career already been cooked. So like now, nah, like you trying to get a regular job. Fuck. That shit flagged on your.
Designer is not. Designer probably eat off that panda zone. That shit. How that joint went?
Super, it's diamond. He's stupid. Good. That he's nigga. Good. But still, my nigga, like, come on now. And then still, even with the situation, that's still a wild ass situation. Like, you can just have a mental breakdown in public and just, you know what I'm saying? Just start whacking your man. Like, come on now, bro. That's out of pocket.
Like, nigga, you really could have just went in the bathroom. For...
That's still
wild, but like, you could just went wild, in the bathroom. For...
That's crazy. Damn.
Speaking of planes, did we talk about the plane that was going to Barcelona that got turned around because somebody had the explosive diarrhea?
Yeah, that's out of pocket too.
And what,
bro? I seen the video. It was literally shit from A1 to 30F. Like the whole room, every row of the plane, fool. It was shit. It was a shit trail. They said the pilot radioed in to the towers like, nah, we have to turn this plane around. It's a biohazard.
They couldn't even drop the
plane. They left from Atlanta. They're like halfway. I don't know how far they are into the flight, but they get out there and then all they say is that the pilot gets on the jump. He's like, yeah, we have to turn this plane around and land because it's a biohazard. He flew back into Atlanta. Bro, I never on another plane in my life, fool.
Also, like, what is it? Was it the man or a woman?
Because I don't know anything.
How your clothes not stopping that? You got shorts
it
on.
It passed that point, bro.
They said the shit was explosive. Ooh, I don't think clothes mattered, fool.
How did you describe it? Explosive diarrhea,
bro.
That's ridiculous.
From A1 to 30F.
You saw the video.
Yes. They didn't show him shit. They just showed them. I think somebody was on the cleaning crew, and they was taking video of the. Of the aftermath. Like everybody was off the plane. It was literally just shit from the Damn. Top aisle to the back aisle, so.
Took a lax 30.
Lax 30.
That's wild.
Hey, no, a lax 30 is nuts.
Shitting on a plane in general,
bro. I think like I'm trying
I've
to
done
think
it before.
Like, what?
Okay, I had to. But
yeah, I've shit on a plane before. It was like an 8-hour flight. Like, man, I'm taking a shit.
I ain't taking like, no I gotta lax take 30 a shit. Though.
But 8-hour flight. Oh, so where you went to Barcelona?
Yeah, he's going to Barcelona.
No, you went to.
Oh no, where was I going?
Yeah,
like, don't worry about where I was going.
8-hour flight, domestic.
Look at that. It was long enough.
Don't worry about where I was going. Then.
We had that's wild as shit, bro. Don't
You can't get on
stay off the lax 30.
Yeah, they probably banned the nigga.
They probably probably banned whoever that was from flying.
How you gonna explain that to your kids, nigga?
You can't say no vacations that not domestic that we can't drive to.
Cause
dad decided he wanted to shit on the plane.
That's embarrassing as shit, dog. Oh, y'all seen the pictures of the aliens?
Yes.
Do we believe that this shit?
Hell no.
Okay.
Them shits look fake as hell. I've seen them pictures before.
I believe.
Oh, real?
Yes, I've seen them pictures before.
I believe.
So why is it? Recirculating
because they trying to distract us, bro.
From what? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
It's coming from Mexico. Do we
you don't
really
think Mexico aliens like you have a picture of what they look like,
bro? So all aliens look like ET.
I was like, this ET looking motherfucker, but that is funny though.
Nah,
he was probably in a so spaceship.
I know, Twitter has like the little community notes now, so they put in the community notes like, yeah, this picture was circulating back in 2019 by some Mexican journalist and it was proven false.
Wow.
Yeah.
So them motherfuckers.
Them joints is fake. Aliens is still real, I guess. But them joints for sure was fake.
We don't know if aliens are real for sure.
We don't know if they're real, but
man, we know they're real.
Them joints is fake.
Men in Black told us, Transformers told us.
Like, they real life got aliens that look like E.T.
E.T., even though E.T. are ugly.
They took them joints from the E.T. set. Them joints looked like they was from the set.
Dang,
they
took them joints straight off Warner Brothers set.
I see that shit.
No, no cap. But I don't want to see one, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's all good.
What the fuck? Yeah, what? Because why? Distract us for what? And why the fuck? See, I gotta stay off Say Cheese, but they be posting that bullshit.
And bro, it was like a random, what was it, like Tuesday when they dropped that article?
Yeah. Mexican officials.
They was like, dang, this engagement was like low as fuck.
It's like, dang, niggas really didn't care about our first announcement about aliens. Let's roll out the second one.
In Mexico.
Fuck,
aliens wanna go to Mexico.
Using aliens that look like props. Let's use those.
My bad, like, touchdown.
They gotta come with like some real deal, some hitters for real. Like, bring out them killers.
Yes, sir.
Nah, that's not gonna happen. Aliens not real, bro. I'm convinced. I seen this too. Why the fuck aliens only come to America? You don't never see no other countries talking about they see aliens, bro.
Their
media restricted.
Yeah, it's different.
If it was aliens in China, we wouldn't know because China restricts access to everything.
There's tourists in China all the time.
Bro.
There's tourists in China.
I didn't say there's not tourists in China. But we all know that their media restricts what comes in and out of there. Like, even their version of the social media apps that we have, they have so many more restrictions when you over there. So we wouldn't see that shit if it was real.
Fuck aliens, bro.
Hey.
Don't say that too loud.
Hey, shout out to the aliens.
There ain't no aliens, bro. This shit don't exist, bro. This shit not real, bro.
Hey.
You got to see it to believe it.
Hey.
I hope y'all ain't bet on the Vikings. Anybody that watches
please,
this
podcast. I'm sorry. I almost knocked my man Mike over, you know what I'm saying? Like, god damn. But that if that parlay hit, you don't understand why I knocked that joint over.
Hey, I want Jalen Hurts to get injured.
Hey, what?
That's great.
Why?
They injured three of our quarterbacks. fuck the Eagles. Oh my god, son. Please tell me somebody put the crying Jordan meme on Aaron Rodgers, bro. Please, bro. I need to see that, bro.
Is Aaron Rodgers done?
Yeah, done
for the season.
I know he done for the
career.
Season. I mean, like,
he's
career.
Done,
is he
yeah,
done?
I saw you better retire.
I think he's done.
How many years is that contract for?
It's only two.
Oh, but still, that shit
is guaranteed. It was $275.
Guaranteed. Actually, they had to get that man damn near $40 million the 1st of September.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I seen.
He getting paid $75 million for 4 snaps.
Crazy. They said that man made like $9,000 a minute or some shit like that.
Aaron Rodgers. I seen somebody, it was Gilly. Gilly said that Aaron Rodgers, you seen that video?
Well,
he basically said Aaron Rodgers overrated because he only had one ring.
It's hard to win a ring.
Is it though?
Yeah.
He got niggas making that
I respect
shit.
Like, we have to give him the respect because he has a ring. But
he won a ring early too, like as a young nigga.
Yeah.
And he has 4 MVPs.
He started when he won that ring?
Yeah.
What year was that?
2010. They beat the Steelers. I remember
Steelers was going crazy that year too.
I remember because I was living in Delaware at the time, and I watched the game at my man's house out there.
Tough.
They dogged the Steelers. Like, Rodgers was cooking them niggas. That's when niggas realized, oh yeah, no, this nigga Rodgers might be a problem. I want to say that was his second or third full year starting as a starting quarterback for the Packers.
Dang, was he on the cover of Madden like 2012 or some shit?
I think it was 2009, wasn't it?
Rodgers.
Yeah, it was like 2009.
It was one of them. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was
on that. You know, he ain't overrated. Rodgers is properly rated. It's hard. It's hard to win a ring, bro. Like,
it's properly
and
cooked.
Football is harder. It's harder to win a ring in football than any other sport because you rely on so many other people.
But there's certain quarterbacks who could wield their team to victory without a whole bunch of different
mobile
receivers.
Quarterbacks.
Nah, not
you're not
even
really willing. The quarterback not even really willing the team. You willing the offense? Maybe you still got to rely on your defense to get stops. It's like, it don't matter how good you are. Like,
or you just blow teams out.
It was one year, not even trying.
Like the Chiefs.
It was one year the Chargers had the number one defense, number one offense 32nd ranked special teams. They went 8-8 because they lost four games specifically alone during their special teams being ass.
The field position is trash.
No, like missed field goals, muff punts, trash.
If you for this,
fumble, right, so this fumble for touchdowns.
If you're losing games because of your field goals, your team is not that solid. There's no way.
Bruh, it's so many different factors in football. Like, yeah. it's not football's the only sport, one of the few sports where you say, like, it's not on one player to win the game. It's literally every nigga has to.
If I'm not mistaken, but what I'm saying is, like, for example, Cowboys versus Giants, I think they missed their first field goal.
Who,
the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So if you
Cowboys is trash in general. Go ahead, though.
If your winning relies on the extra points, how dominant is your offense? Is what I'm saying.
That's not really like a good argument.
Yeah, you already scored. What are you talking about? Just field goals, like 3-pointers?
Like he said, y'all lost because
it's a factor. It's a factor to the game.
Yeah, like we'll kick a field goal.
It's a factor to the game if you need it to be a factor to the game. It wasn't a factor in Cowboys versus Giants game because they blew them out by 40. It didn't matter.
Yeah, because their defense.
Or even if you look at the almighty Niners.
Their defense and offense, they were better in all three phases of the game outside of that missed field goal. They were better in all three phases of the game than the Giants were. So if you're in the game, we got the number one defense and offense, 32nd ranked special teams. And we're playing the Patriots. It's a 21-20 game. And then we receive a punt and we fumble that bitch. It's 21-20. We fumble that jump. They recover.
That's different.
That's what I've been explaining though. That's special teams.
Up, you know what I'm saying?
And score, a key moment.
You know what I'm saying?
Being the 32nd ranked special teams. Yeah. And that's how you lose games when that's not together. So Rodgers had some years, like especially MVP years, when he went crazy, but the defense was trash. Or niggas ain't show up, the line was bad. And then we get to the playoffs, we play a team with a dominant front, and they crush my O-line. It don't matter if I'm the GOAT, if I got a second to get the ball off.
Smacking you.
Yeah. We've seen it with Brady in Tampa, his last year in Tampa. That line was terrible. Brady was still not GOAT stats, but Brady was still a very good quarterback. But if I got 1 second from the time I get the ball to actually make a read, we're not doing anything unless it's like screens or slants. And that's making it easier for the defense.
That's actually why my prediction on we going to go to the Super Bowl or win the NFC. Oh, yeah, if we win the NFC, go to Super Bowl. Because the only other contender I'm seeing right now is Dallas. And that's only because they're the dominant win. And I don't know if it's because the Giants are just trash.
That's week one. Like, you can't take too much from it. Right. Like, I would say,
but
give
also,
it.
Also, Dak.
Dallas fans will do
don't
that.
Don't scramble like you used to.
Give it to like week 7, week 8 when everybody's kind of actually fully God. in the.
Dak don't scramble like you used to, though, bro.
No, don't defend Dak.
And I don't know if. Well, I'm not defending that. I'm literally saying he don't scramble like you used to.
I'm talking about Joe.
I ain't defending Dak. I'm just saying, in general, like, you can't really make too many predictions off of the first month of the season.
I feel it. Well, we know this about Dak, though. He's not scrambling. He may step out the pocket
Dak
just slightly.
Dak not a running quarterback. He's a quarterback that can run. He not a running quarterback.
No more.
It's week one, fool. He ain't had to run. What you got to run against the Giants for?
That's what I'm saying. So when you get a D-line like ours, we stacked up.
If he got to run, we'll see if he'll run. Again, I don't care anything about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just saying, you can't take nothing from.
Is this a throwaway season for y'all? Y'all think y'all contenders? Honestly, not as a.
I didn't say we were.
I'm asking.
I don't think so. Okay. I think our ceiling is like 9 wins. I think our defense is good enough. Our offense has the weapons. It's all about how far along Sam comes. I think we won't know how far along he's coming until about October. In October, like when you got more games, you're able to adjust to more film, you added more in the playbook and all of that, then you'll get a better idea. Like, I'm not going to take too much away from two career starts for a 22-year-old quarterback. I think he showed a lot of promise, but whatever he does this year is a plus. If we're bad and we end up like 4-13, 5-12, cool. We're probably picking in the top 5. We'll get a chance to pick one of these QBs coming out. If he's good,
that's so crazy.
If he's good, then he's good, and we got a QB for the next few years. We don't got to worry about paying one, and we could pay our defense what we need to pay them and keep on shoring up the line. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I think I don't like that position. It's like you can be great and you pay your people. That's not a problem at all. But if we fuck, you know what I'm saying?
It's a transition year for us.
If we blow this shit, we can get that number one pick.
It's a transition year. Like we got new ownership. We got a coach that's in a lame duck year. It's just whatever happens.
That'd be cool though. If y'all can snag y'all a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? straight out from college. That's what's needed.
I don't know. Like I said, Sam got the tools to be like a good QB. Like if he was a first or second round quarterback, the stuff that he does would be hyped up a little bit. That's gonna help them
win. How many years has he been in the league?
This is only his second year.
Second year.
And he only had one start last year. He started the last game of the season.
Shout out to
So he's still technically like a rookie. He's
still a rookie for real in terms of experience.
All right, well shit. So y'all got one.
So. Seeing what happens. It's a week to week thing, man.
Right. To Brock Purdy, man.
Whole ass nigga.
Brock supremacist right there, man. You know what I'm saying? We going crazy this year. Second round rookie. Fucking power rank is number one right now, man. So all of that shit you talking about, second year quarterback, all of that shit is
brother, it's week two, brother.
We so dominant though, it's crazy. But even you seen it last year. He went like seven games straight.
It's week two, my brother.
7-1, sorry. So
it's week two, my brother.
Let's get about five games. A good solid five games on our belt.
Let's talk in November.
You forget who you talking to.
Let's talk in November.
You might want to be directed that towards the Chargers over there.
We're going to be solid and we healthy. We good.
Let's talk in November, baby.
And we play the Rams. We
play a great game. I'm excited. We got three official W's, I believe, coming up for sure. So it's all good.
So y'all going to go to 3-1.
Yep, we're gonna be 3-1.
Shout out to the Niners, man.
I guess
Niners Nation, man. You said you used to be a Niners fan, man.
When I was a kid, I got off that narcotic.
I don't know why, nigga. Loyal to the soil. They said we are the top three loyal fan bases in the league right now.
Hey, well, I guess under the Cowboys.
I don't know if Cowboys fans are loyal. I think there's just a lot of them niggas for whatever reason. I don't know. America's team.
I guess.
I feel it.
It's a lot of
two different Americas.
It's a lot of niggas that like the Cowboys. It's almost some niggas. Nah, for real. It's a lot of black people that like the Cowboys, bro. Talking about two different Americas.
Right.
Shit crazy when Jerry Jones don't even like black people.
Exactly. Come on now. Come on now.
You didn't see the article that just came out?
It just came out. What did it say?
Some racist shit.
Jim Trotter from, he's working for Sports Illustrated, is suing the league because they covered up some comments that Jerry Jones and Terry Pegula, the owner for the Bills, made during the time when they was protesting, when teams was protesting. And Jerry, what Jerry say? It was so funny, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
It probably wasn't that bad.
It
was one of them drains. I think he said if they wanted to play by their own rules, go get your own team. Like they get like.
Nah, he told them niggas go back to Africa.
Hold on, because I remember seeing that earlier. Like, I was like, oh, that's
a 90-year-old white man telling you to go back to Africa ain't crazy.
Is it crazy? What else do you expect from a 90-year-old white man? Is my point.
Growth when all you around is black folks.
I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, after the age of like 20, I would say like 28, you pretty much are who you are. That nigga was 28 when it was still okay to be racist.
Dog, I would say he was, they got pictures of him at like.
What was that movie? Was it Rudy? The movie where the black girl went to school with the white children.
The joint with the Ruby Bridges story.
Yes, he was at one of them joints.
Yes, no, like real life. His pictures of Jerry Jones.
You're like, what's going on over
like,
there?
Like the fight happening and Jerry like two rows behind looking up.
That shit's crazy, bro. That shit's hilarious though. Also,
oh here it is. So Sue claims that first it was the Bills owner. Terry
Pagulia.
Mm-hmm. He said the black players don't like it here. They should go back to Africa and see how bad it is. And
that's
then
it's a fact.
Then Cowboys was Jerry Jones said if blacks feel some kind of way, they should go buy their own team and hire who they want to hire.
If blacks feel some, so that's crazy.
They're blacks. White.
If blacks is crazy.
What should he have said instead of blacks?
African American.
No, nigga, that's a
nigga. If blacks, if
are
blacks,
you black or you, do you call
he's
yourself?
He's white, fool.
I'm not even black.
I don't call myself a black.
I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm a nice.
You don't say you're black.
I don't call myself a black. You said if blacks, as in that is who they are. Blacks.
We are blacks.
I'm a color.
Black. Black is literally on the shit that you check.
Might as well say it,
African American / black is on there.
If. Nigga, you know when white people are saying blacks, you know what they mean.
It's an insult
mean,
checking that motherfucker off.
Because he would have just said it.
He's not going to say if niggers feel a certain.
He would have just said that.
He's not going to say that talking
to. He wanted to. He probably on, did. Bro. They probably just. He's like, all right, we're just going to say blacks. That's, it's still offensive, but it's not bro, as offensive as.
If, like, you, if he's an like old they, white man, bro.
They say the blacks. They talking about niggers. Blacks. They talking about niggers.
Are you just talking about us as a group of people?
Blacks.
He said blacks.
If blacks. Come on.
So though, if I just say the whites.
You think they would get offended by that?
Yes.
No.
They're not
going to get offended because they never view themselves from a place of inferiority. So now they're not going to get offended by that shit.
I feel like they get offended from the fact that they know that I'm calling them that. And they know that it refers to the fact that they call us the blacks.
No.
So they.
You are. That's. Nigga. On the census. On any job application, African American / black or black / African American, then it goes, are you Latino? It does all of that shit. It says that shit on there. It's a legal term.
I black. Understand, but that do not make it right.
Why not? It is what it is.
It's fucked up that if we even have to sign and put a joint that says, yes, I'm a black.
What would you rather say?
African American. Just African American. Why can't it just be African American? How do you know?
Do you know?
I do have some family from Africa, bro.
Okay.
Nigga said if
black. I'm not from Africa, so I don't give a fuck. I'm black. I'm black.
You're blacks.
I'm black. Me and my people are. We're black people. See, if he would have said black people, that would have been better.
Yeah.
He shortened it, nigga. Come on, shorthand. It's Twitter. Was that Twitter?
No.
What was that?
An interview.
Actually, yeah. Put some respect on my name. Call us black people if you gonna do that. Don't say blacks.
You don't need to talk like that.
Come on, man. You caping for the white man.
I'm talking to the white man. I think, right now.
Listen, you already know.
I ain't just talking
know,
to the whites.
You already know how I feel about white people.
And you caping for the y'all.
But what I'm saying is, I think black people be reaching with certain shit, dog. That's a reach.
That's not a reach. Bro.
Blacks, bro.
Coming from
we just don't like the topic of conversation. Like, don't refer to us as that. And put some respect on my name, like somebody won't smack the shit out of both of y'all.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care if you're a
you
team
ain't gonna
owner.
Get to touch that, man. Yeah.
But that's my point. It's like niggas be trying to hide behind their security or their money, whatever the case may be. But I don't mind telling people.
Clearly not hiding, bro. He said that shit in the interview.
I understand what you're saying, but this is what I'm saying is that if there was a moment that me and Jerry Jones could have a conversation and I can stand in his face and I'd be like, if you would have said that to me, I would smack the shit out of you right now, even if it was no security around.
He'd shoot your monkey.
You don't think I'd shoot his ass too?
Probably not.
Tripping.
Black people scared to shoot white people.
Tripping.
Most of them.
I dare you reach.
Okay. The fact that you even think that you go get close to Terry Jones.
No, my point is, it's not even that. I don't think that at all. But it's my point that people love to talk big behind their security.
That's not talking big, bro. They used to call us Negroes. That used to be the name. Instead of blacks, it was Negroes.
I understand. And niggas just would have been getting smacked.
It's not, because that's what you are called. That's what the government calls black people black.
Everybody call me black to my face.
And that's, you're black, nigga. You're black.
Anybody just say, hey.
Black.
Hey, get the blacks and get them out of here.
I think that, I'm not saying he's not racist, but I think that was a reach. Because, like I said,
it's
and whole time, black people came up with that term.
It's definitely a reach.
And what's it called? The NAACP? We not Negroes no more. We refer to as blacks. Y'all want to change it now? We're not going to keep changing this shit. I'm not even about to get into all that. But
I feel you, like we reaching, but at some point, sometimes I feel like we deserve the right to reach at sometimes. At the bare minimum, we've been through enough to reach as we can reach.
That ain't no reach.
We can reach. We can reach.
Nah. Shout out to Jerry Jones.
And at least let us feel like we're doing something. Let us reach.
Y'all not though. That's the thing. Y'all complain about calling y'all blacks. Stop killing each other.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Stop selling drugs to y'all people. How about that?
100%.
You fucking. That's what. Yo, I be wanting white people to just drag their nuts and be like, yo, these niggas.
Hey, they will start a war. Hey. So if the white people just up and started calling us niggas, what you gonna do? You gonna join us or you just gonna
join us?
Yeah, us.
Who's us?
The African Americans.
I'm black. I'm not African American, big dog. All
right, so you gonna join up with the black cult?
If it's a race war, we gonna have the black people are gonna have to stick together.
So the blacks, different from the African Americans, are gonna have to stick together.
Do you think Africans are gonna fight with us in the race war?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the honest answer, Joe. I would say it's probably like 40-60 on 40%, because some of them do be cool.
Yeah.
The majority of them is not with that shit. So for us to be like, yeah, we're African American, they like, nigga, you don't even know what country, nigga. How you from what country? Yeah, exactly. How you gonna call yourself a continent? That's like me. I mean, Australian American. Wait, nah, Australia is a continent. That's like saying I'm fucking.
I forgot.
Europe American or some shit like that. Nah, you're gonna be like.
You're European American.
That's not what they're gonna say. They're gonna be like, I'm British American or some shit. Whatever the fuck. I don't even think it's British in Europe. I don't know, bro. But y'all reaching, bro. Shout out to Jerry Jones, man. Stand on business.
Stand on that. I think we're just trying to distract him so he'll lose them games. That's all it is.
And you know what's crazy about that? They said this is the first year that the head coach is coaching, basically, like calling plays. How does that work? Who was calling the plays before?
It's
his first year in Dallas calling the offensive plays. Wow. The offensive coordinator was calling them.
That's crazy.
I mean, most head coaches usually don't. It's a few, but most usually just.
Shout out to Kyle.
Fuck Kyle Shanahan. Okay. Most coaches delegated to their coordinators.
All right, man. If there's nothing else, anything else on your hearts?
Nah.
No, not at all.
It's been the Middies Podcast, man.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Shout out Jerry Jones.
Man, F them Cowboys.